Farm Radio. We're also on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org, 7 a.m. And hopefully, I'm not going to say this anymore. 7 a.m. is the time. Hopefully, you set your clock ahead an hour at 2 o'clock. And so you're in tune with everybody else. If your clock is saying 6 a.m., you need to get with it. And set that clock ahead to 7 a.m. and 34 seconds. Okay, as I just said, someone challenged me to play the top 10 hits, some of the top 10 hits of the year 2016, and I'm saying I did this off the top of my head. I'm sure I'm going to leave out some very valuable music that should have been in here, but I didn't have time to really go through and think about it. Like I said, you know, I've been really busy. That's why we didn't do the countdown. We just played the top hits of the year 2016 in no order. And so I'm going to give you my top 10 in there in no order. And possibly if I had more time to think about it, I might have been able to put them in a better order. But anyway, Pastor Donnie McClurkin certainly should be in there from the album Duets. And this is All About the Love.
Don't know how to love.
Don't know.
Don't know how to give it up. Without the love of God. Don't know living without.
Can't live my family.
Don't know living without.
Can't live my.
Pastor Donnie McClurkin, the McClurkin Project here on Sounds of Praise, and All About the Love. They had to be in there somewhere in the top 10 hits for the year 2016. And this one also, the late Bishop Andre Crouch, along with Bishop Marvin Winans, and Let the Church Say Amen.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. God has spoken, so let the church say
everybody.
Say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church,
oh,
say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church,
to what his word
says.
Let the church,
say, amen.
Amen. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Make this your response,
amen,
to whatever he said.
Amen.
From the healing of your body,
amen,
to the raising of the dead.
Amen. Let the church say, oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church. Let the church say,
all we need is
the church say, let the church say, dreams about to die,
amen.
Knowing that God is not a man,
amen.
He just can't lie,
amen.
In spite of what,
amen.
What the devil does,
amen.
Know you've got a word,
amen.
That has come from above,
amen.
Faith must be,
amen.
Must be in what you say.
Bishop Andre Crouch and Bishop Marvin Winans will let the church say amen. Guys, if you just tuned in, someone challenged me to come up with the top 10 hits for the year 2016. Well, this is just my opinion and is in no order. That's what we've done, what we're doing. But we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. We want to let you know that our phone number is, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, is 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to also join in with me as we bring our prayer requests and praise report that we receive before God's throne. Okay, but before we do that, let's run down what we played in this last set. We heard the gospel doubleheader, KCJ, followed by Tasha Cobbs, and the song was Fill Me Up, and Tasha added overflow. That's what God does. He will fill you to the overflow. That's what he promised. I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Then we hear from Bishop William Renfrew III and Nicole Binion with Let Us See Jesus. And then we began the, my unofficial top 10. Fred Hammond with You Bless Me Over and Over. Pastor Donnie McClurkin with All About the Love. And we just concluded with the late Bishop Andre Crouch and Bishop Marvin Winans, and Let the Church Say Amen. Now, we're going to allow this one to lead us into our When You Pray segment of the ministry. William McDowell and Hymn of Praise. And that's going to be followed by Dorothy Norwood and Oh Jesus. And I believe they would have to be in my top 10 hits for the year 2016.
Praise. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That's all you gotta say. Sometime in distress, when you can't pray a form of prayer, you can't find words to say, all you have to do is just look up and say, Jesus. There's something about that name. Call him long enough, something gonna happen.
Oh.
you blessed me? Yes, you did. You kept me. You never left me. How in the name? Somebody said I'm healed by the wound in his side. At the name of Jesus, demons start to tremble. Jesus. Demons tremble. At the name, of Jesus. Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Who are we talking about here? Who are we talking about here?
Talking about Jesus.
Asking some, do you know it?
Do you know?
Yeah, we get ready close this now.
Jesus.
Somebody ought to look up and tell him you can praise him by just saying.
It's 7:26 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of our ministry. And we are praising God with B. B is praising God for answered prayer. B, who's praising God for answered prayer. And we're praying for Michelle of Medford. We're praying that God's touch upon her body and that he would continue to work in her life, that she might be delivered from smoking. She's going to have a procedure next month, and we're praying that God's going to give her a complete deliverance. Michelle of Medford, looking for God's touch on her body and continued help for deliverance from smoking. Then we're praying for A.G. A.G. was in a car accident. I didn't get any more details this past week, but we're praying that God's going to touch her and that the car is repairable and everything will be able to move forward. AG had a car accident last week. And we're praying for a good friend of mine, Mike, a friend of mine in my neighborhood. He's been afflicted with throat cancer from smoking. We're praying that God's going to deliver Mike from smoking and deliver him also from the throat cancer. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning and we're thanking and praising you, Lord, because you're the prayer hearing God. We're rejoicing with B, who is rejoicing with you because you answered his prayer. And we know, Lord, that you don't love him any more than you love anyone else. And so therefore, all those who are holding on, we pray you continue that they would continue to have faith in you and continue to put their faith and trust in you, because as you worked in B's life, you're able to work in their life as well. So we thank you, Lord, for what you've done in his life and answer to prayer. May his faith be strengthened and encouraged to go forward in you. May he tell others of the wondrous things he's received from your hand. And may he be a tremendous testimony in the days which are ahead, so others might learn the reality of how when individuals put their faith and trust in you, you are able to come out to their need and meet every need in their life. And we're praying, oh Lord, he might be used by you to touch many other lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now we're praying for Michelle of Medford. Lord, pray you would minister in the life of your servant, that you would touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Many afflictions in her body, but you're the one who made that body, Lord. We pray, oh Lord, you would bring deliverance as she goes forward for another procedure in April. Pray, oh Lord, you would give her all that she needs. May by your stripes she attain the healing that you alone can give. And may her life, oh God, be a testimony in days which are ahead. She struggles with smoking, that you would give her deliverance in that area as well. And we're thanking you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in and through her life, is our prayer with thanksgiving in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. A.G., who was in a car accident, Lord, we pray, oh Lord, that you administer the life of your servant. May she realize, oh Lord, she can continue to put her faith and trust in you. You're the same yesterday, today, and you will be forever. We don't know the situation. We don't know if she was injured or not, but we pray, oh Lord, that both she and the car situation would be resolved as you minister powerfully in her life, and may she recognize, oh Lord, that her healing, her deliverance, her victory comes from you, and may her faith not fail as she continues, oh Lord, to look to you in the days with our head for all the things you have for her, and may you continue to open doors and make ways as she continue to place her faith and trust in you. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. And for my friend Mike, Lord, who's been afflicted with throat cancer because of smoking, Father, we pray, first of all, that you would touch his body right now from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Deliver him from the throat cancer and also deliver him from the smoking. May he recognize, oh Lord, that he can put his faith and trust in you. There are those who are lifting him up before the throne of grace, Lord, so that he might attain all that you have for him. And that as you deliver him, may he be a source of benefit and blessing in the lives of others as he tells them what he's received from your hand. And may many be won into the kingdom through his life and through his testimony. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. It's 7:31 here on WMFO in Metro. I want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. And even if no one picks up, you can leave your prayer request or your praise report on our answering system. And as soon as I get my hands on it, we'll begin praying for it. Praying for it or praising God with you immediately, and then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our listening audience can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne or your praise report before God's throne. Or if you wish, you can write in your prayer requests to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156, or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. Like I said, as soon as we get it, we'll begin praying for you immediately or praising God with you, and then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so many Christians can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. 7:32 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And if you're just tuning in, I was asked or challenged to come up with the top 10 hits in my estimation for the year 2016. Since we weren't able to rank them as we normally do, from number 100 or 300 or whatever we do to number one, okay, I said, okay, I'll take that challenge. And these are in no order. This is just off the top of my head. Top 10 hits of the year 2016. And let's see what we played already. We played Fred Hammond with You Bless Me Over and Over. We played that Pastor Donnie McClurkin with All About the Love. Bishop Andre Crouch and Bishop Marvin Wines will Let the Church Say Amen. William McDowell with Hymn of Praise. Dorothy Norwood with Oh Jesus. And this one has to be in there as well. Bishop Hezekiah Walker along with Patrick Dobson in LFC. And God Is For Me. Can you say amen? Yes, he is. God is for all. That's what the Bible says. God so loved the world. That includes you. So God is for you. Bishop Hezekiah Walker, Patrick Dobson, LFC. Okay, this one has to be in the top 10 for the year 2016. For Sean Mitchell, along with Israel Houghton and the Singers. And this is Greatest Man here on Sounds of Praise.
Oh, man I know. I dare you lift your hands in this building, open your mouth and worship a great God. Clapping is easy, but can you open your mouth and say,
Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Michael Darton Ministries presents the 11th annual See His Glory Worship and Arts Conference on Saturday, April the 29th, 2017, from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Congregation Lion of Judah, 62 Northampton Street in Boston, Massachusetts. This will be a day of equipping worship teams, worship pastors, liturgical dancers, songwriters, pastors, and tech teams for effective ministry that honors God. Over 20 workshops will be offered. Come and experience this life-changing conference. The cost, $70 per person. Group costs, $8 or more, $50 per person. But they had to do that by March 6th, so that's much too late. Okay, so there is no group cost. Everybody pays $70 per person. For more details and registration, go to michaeldotton.com. Equipping the church for authentic worship. That's the Michael Darton Ministries 11th Annual See His Glory Worship and Arts Conference on Saturday, April the 29th, 2017, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Congregation Lion of Judah, 62 Northampton Street in Boston, Massachusetts. A day of equipping worship teams, worship pastors, liturgical dancers, songwriters, pastors, and tech teams for effective ministry that honors God. Over 20 workshops will be offered. Come and experience this life-changing conference. The cost, $70 per person. For details and registration, go to michaeldotton.com or you can call 617-876-9703. By the grace and mercy of God, the ministry of the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts, which is the parent organization of Sounds of Praise, will be expanding with additional ministries in 2017. One of the new ministries will be the publication of the first book of evangelist and pastor teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown, entitled The Spirit of Joyful Anticipation. Included in that book will be information about the Living Word Correspondence Course Institute. Also in 2017, for those of you in the greater Boston area, we are planning to launch the Living Word Institute Extension Course Series. When these three new ministries become operational, we believe that our God has even more exciting ministries to follow in 2017 as well. So stay tuned to Sounds of Praise for additional information regarding the plans that God has for us, that we might glorify His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and allow His great gospel to bring the gift of salvation and all of His inherent blessings into multitudes of lives in the days ahead. We solicit your prayers in our behalf. Want to inform you that if you have a event that you think Sounds of Praise listeners would be interested in, you can send that information to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. At least 4 weeks in advance of the event on your letterhead or official stationery. Okay, we 7:49. Let's continue as much as we can with some of the top hits of the year 2016. Someone challenged me to play the top 10. And that's off the top of my head with no information about sales or anything else, so I can't give you any more information about how the order that they should be in. But here's one that's got to be in there. This is... Who is this? Let's get it going. Someone's also trying to call me on the phone at the same time, but let's get this one going. Okay, this is Johnson Nelson, and... Hold on. And Sonny Badu, and this is Baba O here on Sounds of Praise.
I don't know where you are. I know you're in the building somewhere. I had a chance to go to Africa. And there was a sound. There was a word released called Baba, which means father. And I heard this young man by the name of Sonny Badu, who is absolutely anointed. And he sang something like this. Open the floodgates.
Okay, we just had a correction. I just heard from Michael Dotton himself of Michael Dotton Ministries. And concerning the early bird registration, it's been extended to March the 26th. So you can get the $60 per person discount as opposed to the $70 per person, which will be after March 26th. And the group costs for 8 or more individuals will be $50 per person. So that's effective until March the 26th. You can get the early bird costs for individuals of $60 or a group of 8 or more for $50. For the Michael Dotton Ministries 11th Annual See His Glory Worship and Arts Conference taking place on Saturday, April 29th, 2017, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Congregation Lion of Judah, 62 North Hampton Street in Boston, Massachusetts.
Tomorrow.
America, would you clap your hands for my new African brother, Sonny Mado?
It's 7:56, and Emma.
Jenna.
Okay, I was in the vicinity. And Jenna is here getting ready for her program. And I don't remember the name of your program either.
Toasty Love.
There you go. And I could maybe squeeze in a little bit, one more. I don't think I can. But anyway, I'm going to get some of this in because, well, you know, I'm going to pick this up next Sunday, Lord willing, because I was challenged to come up with the top 10, and I did it off the top of my head without having any chance to look at all of the other information that's out there. But this one has to be in there somewhere, and this is Anthony Brown, no relation, and this is called Worth, and we're going to go out with this here on Sounds of Praise this cold, chilly morning, if I can get it queued up in time. Okay, that's what happens when you get a phone call at 7:50 when you're getting ready to go off the air. Okay, 1, 2, 3. That should be it, hopefully. We'll see what happens. That's it.
You thought I was worth it. Changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleared.